Okay, these units is who I got bodies here.
Gunfire erupted on December 14th at Sandy Hook Elementary School, where a heavily armed young man shot and killed 20 children and several school administrators. The entire nation recoiled in grief and horror.
20 little children murdered? Plus their teachers?
Days later, President Barack Obama issued a call to action.
We can't tolerate this anymore. These tragedies must end. And to end them, we must change.
As victims were laid to rest and the country continued to mourn, Mr. Obama appointed Vice President Joe Biden to head a task force on preventing gun violence.
If our actions result in only saving one life, they're worth taking.
Biden has met with a broad spectrum of interested parties in the gun control debate, including gun rights advocates. Far from restricting access to firearms, the National Rifle Association urges a greater armed presence in America's schools. NRA Chief Wayne LaPierre.
The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Others say steps can be taken to keep the most lethal weapons out of the hands of evildoers without strangling Americans' constitutional right to bear arms. Gun control advocate Dan Gross.
NRA members know that there are solutions to this problem that exists without taking away the right of any law-abiding citizen to own a gun.
Possible recommendations from Vice President Biden include banning assault weapons as well as high-capacity ammunition clips, strengthening regulation of gun sales, and improving U.S. mental health services. Firearms merchants report a spike in purchases by gun owners who fear stricter laws will soon be enacted. Solutions to gun violence crafted in Washington will be only marginally successful, according to analyst Trevor Burrus.
I'm most afraid of doing cosmetic legislation. There's a very big temptation in these situations to do something like an assault weapons ban and say, we did something, let's pat ourselves on the back and let's go home, even though this is not going to solve the problem.
But the post-Sandy Hook mobilization extends well beyond the nation's capital. Some states, like New York, are considering tougher gun control laws of their own. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
It's simple. No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer. And too many innocent people have died already. End the madness now.
The Sandy Hook shooting stunned a nation long accustomed to gun violence. Vice President Biden's recommendations come at a time of continued universal outrage over the incident. But congressional consideration of his proposals will likely occur later in the year, when the immediacy of Sandy Hook may have faded. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.